Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning: this episode contains nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you for coming so quickly.
It's not every day you get a call from MI5 at 4 in the morning.
Will you tell us what it's all about now?
We were just waiting for my partner, actually. He's popped across the road to get us some breakfast. Should be back any...
Bacon rolls and 4 Americanos.
Oh, I need coffee.
I could murder a bacon roll.
Oh, thank you.
Well, least we can do for dragging you out of bed. Now, before we continue, this is highly confidential. You understand?
Yes.
Your lips are sealed?
Like a pharaoh's tomb.
Good. What can you tell me about this?
Oh my God!
Where did you get this?
Is it real?
A dream. Definitely still a dream.
Looks like this is from the late Hellenistic period, probably about 20 to 30 BC.
I see. Can you read it?
Sure. But first, we have to remove this mud. Papyrus scrolls were often cased in mud in order to protect...
No, that's coffee.
What?
You spilled coffee on... Do you have any idea how valuable this
is? Go on. What does it say?
Congratulations. You've reached the Brotherhood of the Phoenix.
This meeting isn't happening.
If you're not serious about this, hang up now.
Good Lord, how did you know?
It says, leave now, not hang up.
Still?
You can read hieroglyphs.
Ah, just a lucky guess.
I've never seen anything like this. It's not an epistle, poem or funerary text. It's written almost like a play. What do you think, Anna?
I think it's a transcript.
A transcript?
A transcript of a meeting between two people.
Yes. Yes, that must be it.
So if this was taken down by a scribe...
We're dealing with someone wealthy or educated.
A priest, doctor, a nobleman?
Would you mind reading it out?
Of course. I'll keep reading the person making the mysterious threat. Anna, can you read... Anna? Anna, what's up?
John, you know who this is, right?
Weret nebet neferu achetse?
Excuse me?
Oh, my God.
Please tell me this is still a dream.
Shut up, Cole. Who is it? Who?
It's Cleopatra!
Holy mother of...
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 20, Cleo.
Client 50, drowned in the Nile. Client 51, kicked by a camel. Client 52, suffocated in a sandstorm. Client 53, sealed into a sarcophagus. Are you keeping up? I want you to write down everything I say. Client 54, felled by an obelisk. Client 55, did you see that? That roll of carpet just moved. You don't have to write that down. When I said write everything down, I didn't... Oh, never mind. Where were we? Client 55. That roll of carpet definitely moved. There's someone hiding in it.
Surprise!
Well, dip me in honey and call me a mummy.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
My queen.
Call me Cleo.
Why were you hiding in a roll of carpet, my... Cleo?
When I pulled the carpet prank on Caesar, he was so surprised he spilled his goblet and choked on a grape. But I'm here for a serious matter. I hear you're the best in the business.
We are. Welcome to our offices. Can I get you anything? Some wine, perhaps. Dates? A bowl of figs?
Do you have a bath?
A bath?
Well, I'm rather dusty from spending the morning inside a carpet.
One moment.
Yavyanas! Sylvanas! Bring the bath in here, would you?
It's marble, but they're frightfully strong. They're Romans.
Oh, and it has to be filled with donkey's milk.
Donkey's milk?
Mm-hmm. Better for the skin.
Doesn't it smell?
Oh, yes, it's very stinky.
Very well. How many donkeys does it take to fill a bathtub?
Ooh, that sounds like a joke.
It was a serious question.
700.
Sylvanas, fill the bath with donkey's milk with you. If you milk 700 donkeys, that should do the trick.
So, Cleo, what brings you here?
It's all so boring.
Really? We're in the middle of a war.
You know how old I was when I seized the throne from my little brother?
20?
18. Then he seized it back. I fled, seduced Caesar, and seized the throne back again.
Sounds thrilling.
Oh, it was. But where do you go from there? Once you've poisoned your brother, seen your battle fleet wrecked in a storm, had your sister killed on the steps of a temple, that was a riot, and got everybody to believe you're the reincarnation of the goddess Isis, everything else starts to seem a bit, I don't know, pedestrian.
But you're the queen.
These days that mostly means posing for coins and issuing tax decrees. Boring!
Well, if there's one thing I really, 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 really hate, it's boredom.
I've taken to poisoning prisoners just for kicks. Oh. Then I founded the Inimitable Livers.
A band?
A drinking club. We dress up as commoners and pull pranks on the citizens of Rome. Once Mark Antony dressed as a centurion and ordered a farmer to do naughty things to a statue.
Sounds like a lark.
It gets old.
So, let me guess. You want to fake your death for a laugh?
Oh, I've already done that.
What?
I sent Mark Antony a letter saying I was dead, and he believed it.
You didn't.
I did.
How did he react?
He killed himself.
Well, humped me like a camel. Mark Antony's dead.
Killed himself about an hour ago. It was tragic, but it was also kind of funny.
Funny?
Yes. He threw himself on his sword.
How dreadful.
No, but you see, he didn't just die. He ran around shouting, "Ouch! Ouch! I have a sword sticking out of my tummy!" Then he didn't want to lie down and die, so he crawled all the way to my mausoleum, but he couldn't get in because the entrance was guarded! So my maidens pull him up through the back window with a rope, but the sword keeps knocking into the wall and he's like, "Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!" Oh, it was one of the funniest things I've ever experienced. But then he died, and that means now we're going to lose the war against Octavian. Still, it was kind of worth it!
I'm sorry, but would you mind just toning it down a bit?
What?
The acting.
Why?
No, just the laughing is a bit much.
But it says here that she laughs.
It's just I have had a rough night and I've got the mother of all migraines. And anyway, how
Can you tell she's laughing?
This is clearly the symbol for extreme merriment.
It's not actually that clear-cut. According to Wolfgang Helk, it could also be weeping.
What? Well, that would make a lot more sense.
Oh, come on. The context makes it obvious. She says it was one of the funniest things she's ever experienced. If she thinks it's funny, why would she be weeping?
That's not so clear either. According to Salim Hassan, the hieroglyph fun may actually be the symbol for sadness.
No, how accurate is any of this? I mean, it's essentially just pictures, right?
Cole, you're embarrassing yourself. These are the most distinguished experts in the country.
The most distinguished experts who are available at 4 a.m. and willing to work for a bacon roll and a cup of coffee.
Cole! Sorry about him.
Well, just making it up as they go along. It's just guesswork.
I mean, there's always room for interpretation, but...
Please, continue. I thought you were doing an excellent job.
Experts.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Ah, it looks like your bath is ready. You can put it down here. Thank you, Ivianus and Sylvanus. Well then, Cleo, I'd better leave you to it.
No need.
You're going to undress in front of me.
Well, that's more fun, isn't it?
Holy Horus. I have to turn away. I shan't look.
Your loss.
Can I turn around again?
Yes. I'm all concealed by milk.
So, where were we?
Octavian is about to march into Alexandria and kill me.
Yes, that's right. Well, that should spice things up. You said you wanted life to be less boring.
But I don't want my head cut off. I'm rather fond of my neckline.
You came here in a carpet. Why don't you just escape by carpet to somewhere else?
Octavian would come looking for me. The only way he'll leave me alone is if he believes I'm dead.
Well, you'll need more than a letter this time.
Which is why I need you.
You certainly proved your phoenix material.
You've been assessing me.
That's what this interview is about.
That's rather conceited of you, isn't it? I'm your queen. I could chop your head off.
That would rather defeat the object, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
I'll help you, Cleo. But first, we need some white Mariotic. Sylvanus!
That was quick. It's nice.
Nice?
Did I say something wrong?
Do you call the lighthouse of Alexandria big? You might as well say the decently sized pyramid of Giza or the midget of Rhodes. Nice. This wine comes straight from the Delta vineyards. It's as vibrant as the heartbeat of Bast and as sweet as a tear from the eye of Horus.
I shall drink it with reverence then.
How's the bath working out for you?
The milk has gone sour.
Shall I get some water to rinse off the smell?
If you would.
Sylvanus, bowl of water.
Now, let's get back to business. Does anybody know where you are?
No. Everybody thinks I'm still trapped in the mausoleum.
That's where your death should happen, then. Do you have any wishes? We should choose a death fit for a queen.
Fire.
Fire?
I've always loved fire. Do you remember the great fire in Alexandria 18 years ago?
Of course. Caesar wanted to force his troops to fight harder, so he decided to destroy any hope of retreat. He set fire to his ships, and the fire spread to the city.
The harbour burned very easily. What with all the scrolls in the library there?
It was a tragedy.
Yes, tragic, but also kind of...
funny.
You see, it wasn't the ships that set fire to the library. It was me. The ships were the perfect cover, and Caesar got all the flak. Oh, I got milk in my nose.
Ah, here comes Sylvanus with the water.
Servant, pour the water over.
Oh dear, I'll have to turn around again.
Hand me my robes.
Are you decent?
Never, but I am dressed.
Good. I think I've come up with a plan. One of your oil lamps falls over and sets fire to the carpet.
I'll be rolled up in it.
No, you'll just be reclining on it. Although it won't really be you. We'll find a corpse that shares your characteristics.
Someone as beautiful as me. Good luck.
After the corpse has burned to a crisp, the person's looks will be insignificant. We just need someone with a skeleton that matches your height and build. And that should be easy enough to find.
Well, then where will I go?
For your new life? Do you have any preferences?
Ooh, can I be a satyr?
A performer?
Yes, they are so funny. As a satyr, I could do anything. Disrupt public life, pull pranks, drink wine till I drop. I'll have no responsibilities and total freedom.
Satyrs are all men.
I'll dress like a man.
You'd live off arms. Not exactly a queen's lifestyle.
Listen, I knew this was my last milk bath when I entered. I understand what this involves. I'll be fine. And I'll get to wear a massive phallus.
Very well. You'll burn to death and reappear as a satyr. We'll start preparations right away. We should be good to go in under 2 hours. Cleo, it's been a pleasure doing business with you. We'll seal the deal with a glass
of... Wait a minute.
What?
I've changed my mind.
About what?
The fire. I don't like it.
Why not?
It's boring.
But you love fire.
I've gone off it.
Why?
Because it's just a coincidence. Cleopatra burned to death. It's just tragic. It's not funny.
You want a funny death?
Yes.
Like what? Being sat on by a hippopotamus?
Bit unlikely in a mausoleum, isn't it?
It would be funny to see your maids pull a hippopotamus up through the window.
I don't want it to be an accident, though.
Pulling a hippopotamus through your window could hardly be described as an accident.
I mean my death. It needs to make a statement.
To whom?
Octavian. I want to show him I'm the master of my own destiny.
Ah. Then may I suggest suicide?
Yes, suicide is good.
You could hang yourself from your chamber window. Or better, wait until Octavian arrives. Break a goblet, slash your wrists and bleed all over him.
Those suggestions make me look desperate.
Hmm.
I do have a suggestion.
Yes?
You remember how I said I'd taken to poisoning prisoners?
Yes.
I didn't just poison them willy-nilly. I've been experimenting, and I think I found a poison fit for a queen.
What's that?
The asp.
Bitten by a snake? I like it. Sylvanus arrives at the mausoleum dressed as a rustic. He tells Octavian's troops he's delivering figs to the queen. Once he's inside, you grab a fig, the snake jumps out and bites you in the arm.
The arm is too obvious. Can it bite my breast?
Excuse me?
My breast. I want the snake to bite my breast. Much funnier. It's something people will remember.
It will take quite a bit of coordination to get the snake to bite the right spot.
Oh, don't you worry, sweetums. I'll manage.
Oh, but it won't be you. It will be the replacement corpse. Although now that you won't be burnt to a crisp, we'll need a corpse that matches more than just your skeleton.
I told you that's impossible.
For the Brotherhood of the Phoenix, nothing is impossible.
Are you saying you can find someone to match my beauty?
I'm saying we can mock up a corpse to look just like you.
That's treasonous. I should have your head chopped off.
We're not allowed to fake your corpse.
Certainly not.
Well then, we're in a bit of a bind.
I have an idea. The asp doesn't have much venom. If we get it to bite my two handmaidens first, the venom that's left for me will be enough to give me convulsions and make me pass out. But it won't kill me.
Are you suggesting we kill your handmaidens?
No. We find replacement corpses worthy of their likeness instead.
Wonderful. Octavian arrives at the mausoleum, finds you unconscious, sees the snake bite, and thinks you're dead.
Although it would be even funnier if I was conscious.
How's that?
He'll be looking at my breast like, I shouldn't look. It's indecent. But I really want to look, because it's Cleopatra's boobs. But I really shouldn't, but... Oh!
and then he peeks, and I could go, boo.
That would defeat the purpose of the entire operation.
Oh, but it would be kind of worth it, though. Just imagine the look on his face.
Yes, but you really mustn't.
I won't.
Promise?
Promise.
After Octavian leaves, your body will be left in the mausoleum for mummification. Once the bandages are on, we'll send Sylvanas in to retrieve you.
Are you sure you can do it before they start evisceration? Having my brain drained through my nose wouldn't be very appealing.
Extracting clients from mausolea, tombs and pyramids is one of our specialities. We'll get you out of there before you can say Tutankhamun. Your two handmaidens will be waiting at the shore, ready to sail across the Mediterranean with you. Jovianus will be there with the boat. He's an excellent sailor.
Perfect.
I think it's time to seal the deal. A glass of ambrosia?
The nectar of the gods. I'm impressed.
We don't skimp at the Brotherhood of the Phoenix. To your death.
Can we toast to something else? Death is so depressing.
Then let's toast to the afterlife.
To the afterlife. And that's the last hieroglyph.
John, Anna, thank you so much. It was so vivid. You know, it was like I was there. I heard the sounds of her splashing in the bath.
Oh, that was me stirring my tea.
Was it?
Yes.
I was closing my eyes at that point.
I saw.
Cole? Oh, come on, Cole. You have to admit that was gripping stuff.
Yes. But how reliable was it?
Well, as I said, with these old scrolls, there's always room for interpretation. No two experts' opinions will be the same.
We should take the scrolls back to the museum.
Yes, run some tests in the lab.
Do a proper translation. This was very off the cuff. I'm sure there were lots of mistakes. Not the laughing, though. That was accurate.
Well, we can't release these just yet. They're evidence.
Where did you find them?
This box here.
Is there more in there?
Just tapes. Although I'm starting to think there are more of these boxes where this one came from. And who knows what else they might contain.
Where does this box come from?
We're not at liberty to say. Yet.
Well, if the tests prove positive and it turns out these scrolls are genuine, that would be the biggest find in centuries.
Yes. If.
But for now you'll keep stumm, yes?
Sure.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for coming in. Take the last bacon rolls for the tube back.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye.
No way are we taking that to Northcote.
Yeah, probably best to keep this one under our hat.
You don't believe a word of any of that, do you?
They're experts.
They're two crackpot academics with a flair for Amdram.
However accurate or not their rendition of the scene was, there's no getting round the fact that among those tapes was an ancient Egyptian artifact. How did that get in there?
This case is spiralling out of control.
I thought the closer we get to the bottom of this box, the more things would start to make sense. Turns out it's only getting stranger.
Stranger? Or sillier?
Both.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Neither do I. Only one thing to do, right?
Next tape.
Next tape.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Amelia Project. The Amelia Project is a fully independent production, which means it relies on support from you, our wonderful listeners. A huge heartfelt thank you to all of you who have joined us on Patreon. You make it possible for us to keep this series going. And speaking of Patreon, there's a missing papyrus scroll pertaining to the Brotherhood of the Phoenix. Cole and Haynes missed this one, but as a $5 patron, you can admire this papyrus scroll in all its Andas Pedersen-designed glory. If you're not yet a patron, you can head over to patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast. That's patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast. Watch the video and make your pledge. We would be so grateful. And now, the credits. This episode was written by Øystein Braga with story and audio editing by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Øystein Braga and Philip Thorne with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. It featured Layla Khatib and Karim Cronfley as the Egyptologists, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, Gianluca Yumiento as Iannis, and Ravdeep Singh Bajwa as Sylvanus. This episode was produced by Imploding Fictions. It was recorded by Battlebird Productions London and Spike City Studios Oslo, with studio engineering by Hedley Knights and Robert Rustad Amundsen. All graphic design for the Amelia Project is by Anders Pedersen. A special thank you to Sophia Anderson and Katarina Zindela for your very generous Patreon support.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world. Pretty weird, right? I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.